I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Middle Eastern hospitality is legendary, and Melanie Reffes joins us today to tell us all about her gastronomic adventure in Jordan.
You're right. I had quite a culinary adventure in Jordan. It's an extraordinary part of the world for anybody who likes food. As we all know, Israel's food and the rest of the Persian Gulf and the Middle East, they're all known for their food, and Jordan is certainly no exception. Fresh vegetables, healthy food, a lot of salads, mostly beef and chicken, which is kind of an interesting change. The national dish, though, of Jordan, I must say that for all of us listening, I did try it once. I don't know whether I'll try it again. It's called mansaf, and it's a very heavy mixture of rice and yogurt and beef or chicken with a lot of great spices like a cumin spice or a cardamom. So definitely try a bowl or a dish of mansaf if you get over to Jordan, and as I say, you'll probably just try it once, otherwise it's a bit too heavy. What's also interesting about the food in Jordan, as with a lot of countries around the world, is they eat their big meal in the middle of the day. Us here in North America, of course, we tend to do the big meal thing in the evening, so you've got to be cautious about limiting your quantities, because you'll want to take a very long nap after a big lunch in Jordan, and then you'll want to have a light, sort of light dinner after that. Maybe they usually eat maybe 8 or 9 o'clock at night. The other thing in Jordan, and it wouldn't be complete to tell you there weren't a wonderful selection of sweets, all made with honey and pistachio nuts and almonds, and they're sold at every street corner in Jordan. So anybody with a sweet tooth, you want to head right over to Jordan. You will be eating and eating and eating and loving every second of it.
For more information on Jordan, call 1-877-SEE-JORDAN. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
Now,
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Jordan is a great tourist destination for those interested in archaeology and ancient history, but it's also a terrific place to rest and relax. Melanie Reffes is with us today to tell us about the healing powers of the Dead Sea.
You're right, Stephen. There's a lot of R&R going on in the Dead Sea at Jordan, but I would add one more R to that, which is rejuvenation, because the Dead Sea is the most amazing place to really, really feel better. In fact, they have tourists coming from as far as Germany that are authorized, interestingly enough, by their doctors to go down to the Dead Sea and take advantage of all of its healing powers. What's interesting about the Dead Sea is that it's the lowest point on Earth, if you can believe, 400 meters
below sea level. So when you get into the Dead Sea, you don't sink. And boy, is that a strange feeling to get into the water, a sea or an ocean, and not have to tread water or move your feet around. You just can't sink. It also is the saltiest sea in the world, and salt is very good for skin. So if you're in the Dead Sea, of course, you don't want to put your head under because it kind of stings the eyes. But the salt is an amazing exfoliant for the skin. So when you get out, you're really glowing. Like as somebody said to me, they get 80-year-olds going into the Dead Sea.
Out and they look about 30. And it's true, actually. People have this amazing, amazing glow. The Mövenpick Hotel in Jordan has a spa right on the Dead Sea. It's called the Sanctuary, and they'll give you mud baths and mud rubs and all kinds of massages, and you will come away from the Dead Sea completely rejuvenated, thinking you had the holiday, most extraordinary adventure of a lifetime.
To learn more about Jordan, call 1-877-SEE-JORDAN. Check them out on the internet at www.seejordan.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.